Midlands Today on Midlands 103. Kevin Camillary is the Director of Business Development with Easy DNA. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Morning to all. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How does the DNA test work, Kevin?
Okay, well, basically, there are two types of tests that can be done. There's the standard, or what we call the home DNA test, okay, which is sort of very fast and easy to do. You would order your test, and we send you a kit. Inside the kit, you find some mouth swabs, extremely easy to apply, especially right. when it's a child, you know, you want to keep it very simple. All right, just rub them on the inside of the mouth, let them dry, put everything back, and send them to the lab. Once we have the samples, you get results within 5 working days. You know, it's very, very fast.
That's one method.
Of course. The accuracy levels are obviously very accurate. You're looking at 99.999%. Probability of paternity, which obviously confirms paternity, and an exclusion rate of 100% accuracy, so a 0% of paternity. So in total, the test itself is extremely accurate. The other option would be the legal test. Now, many people think that the legal test is more accurate than the home test. The test is the same. It's just the procedure of collection. As mentioned my colleague previously, if you have to go through lawyers, you know, there's a certain procedure called the chain of custody, whereby you have to ensure that the samples represent the people mentioned in the test. So then it becomes a bit more complicated in that the samples have to be collected by a third party. Normally we recommend a GP. And of course, everything is sent back and the result is issued. It is issued after it has been notarized externally, thereby having that confirmation in writing that the parties have been witnessed and accepted.
How much overseeing would there be of the process by independent bodies to make sure that it is accurate?
Okay, well, as a standard today, any company offering this test should have what is known as ISO 17025. ISO is an international standards organization. It offers different types of ISO. I mean, most people are commonly know the ISO 9001, which is usually a management certification. But for these types of labs, they have to have an ISO 17025. Okay, this is a very strict monitoring system. The standards are very high. And normally, labs are audited and checked, sometimes even up to biannually.
And given the high standards then and the processes involved, how much does it cost?
Well, our price is €259 for the standard test. I believe in Ireland we are probably at the lower end of the price range, but our company does service many countries. We have 16 offices, so we do have quite a lot of volume. But it can go up to €500-600, depending where you do it. If the sample collection fees are involved, you know, we've known cases where it went up to €1,000. But normally, if you order online, you know, you can get it for €259 for the father and the child.
Now, Margot Doherty from Troer, the previous speaker, made this point earlier, but a few people have asked us to put it to you as well, since you're the expert in DNA. He has a wait of presumably 6 months until this child arrives, and he's going to be asking himself, and she's probably asking herself, if indeed he is the father.
Yes.
Is there any way of establishing that before the child is born?
Yes. There is a test that is known in jargon as the prenatal paternity test. It is done, obviously, before the baby is born, and it is done through two possibilities, extracting the amniocentesis, okay, or extracting what is known as CVS. And there are specific periods between which these can be done. Of course, anyone wanting to do this test would need to go to their gynecologist to check first. But however, as a company ourselves, we do not offer this. But there is that possibility, yes.
Right, but it has to be done under the medical conditions as opposed to a home kit anyway. That's
No, the home kit you would never be able to do. No. You need to go in utero. You need to actually, it's an invasive procedure. It has to be done by a specialist. The samples can only last for about 48 hours before they are of use, sample of the child. But AZDNA does not offer it as a test. So for, in our case, we would have to wait. But
is it accurate, Kevin?
Yes, yes. As long as they obtain the enough DNA of the child, it's the same procedure, yes.
And given that it is invasive, as you pointed out, are there risks?
Well, yes, there's always a risk. Mm. But obviously, we always would recommend that they discuss this with their gynecologist first. But there's always a risk when doing anything invasive, there's a risk.
Kevin, do you have a website if this man needs more information or anybody listening to the show needs more information?
They can find us on www.easydna.ie, which is our website dedicated to Ireland. They can call the office anytime or find us through live chat or email. And of course, we'll try and guide accordingly.
Very good. Kevin Camillary, Director of Business Development with EasyDNA. Thanks for taking our call today.
You're welcome.
Thank you indeed.